Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Hello, and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe, and as usual, I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello.
And we are going to be talking about the Bad Batch.
Yes.
So, we're going to talk about first two episodes. Chapter 17, The Apostate, and Chapter 18, The Minds of Mandalore. Spoiler-free thoughts. Very good. I liked them. They were fun. Grogu shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Always the best.
I like catch-up, like, episodes. Because, like, you know, I like that... trying to do spoiler free, where like Mando is able to, especially because it's the first episode of the first season, but he gets to go back and meet some old friends, just to like, you know, get something, but also it's nice to just catch up and see these characters again that we know and love.
Yeah, first episode was like kind of chill, almost like it was just like, oh, like nice, like settle into the new season, which I liked. Mm-hmm. While still obviously having some of that, you know, good old Mandalorian action. Yes. And then Chapter 18 ramped things up a little bit, but I enjoyed it very much.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The second episode, I like... I can't, no. I need spoilers.
All right, we'll do spoilers now. Spoiler time! it's hard, yeah. So chapter 17, The Apostate. So we open up with a like ceremony thing.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was in the past. Did you think it was
I
in
thought
the past?
So too. Okay. I thought it was like a flashback because I was like, man, like that's a lot of Children of the Watch. Like I was like, mm-hmm. sure, it's a flashback. And then there's like that kid that it was doing a little like baptism for, like giving his helmet and stuff, and I was like, is that supposed to be Din? I was like, that does not look like.
Yeah, I was good. I was like, it's a...
I was like, is that supposed to be? Because like, it doesn't look like him, but like, maybe, I don't know, maybe they're just messed up. I was like, who is this child? Like, is it little Kylo Ren? Like,
I thought it was funny because in my head, I was like you. I was like, oh, is that Pedro? No. Whose goddamn white baby is that? Whose is that?
I was like, okay, like either this is like not, because I was pretty sure it was in the past. So I'm like, okay, either this is not Din, and this is like some random kid, like maybe we'll get to meet this character later as an adult, or it's Din, and they just really fumbled the bag on the casting.
Yeah. I don't know, they did great with like the casting of like baby Andor.
Well, like, even, so, like we already saw baby Mando in season one.
That's true, yeah.
So I was like, why wouldn't they use the same kid? Or, like, a kid that looks like, at least looks like that kid. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. And then, like, so they're giving him his helmet with the, like, Hasbro visor. the child-friendly Hasbro visor is now canon. And it was a nice helmet, a good paint job. We also got to see the armor make it, which was pretty cool.
Not that I didn't like it, but I was like, man, that's so boring. Because I was like, oh, it's probably, like, she, like, actually showed it. And I was like, oh, it's for a baby. So maybe, like, the baby will, like, decorate it over time, I hope. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure it's Children in the Watch. I don't know. I assume they're not like, all right, this is it. This is what you wear. You cannot touch it. Cannot change it.
Yeah.
Like. I mean, maybe. I wouldn't actually put it past the Children of the Watch now that I...
Yeah. Think. I was going to say, like, but they'd probably be like, no, like, this is...
This was chosen for you. I had a vision of your essence color, and it's blue. I assume they have to go through a couple helmets.
Yeah, I mean, it is a tiny helmet. So
it's pretty.
I think it would have been funny if they gave him a big helmet, you know, so they didn't have to like
waste
he's
like
a
bobblehead.
Yeah, so that they didn't have to waste so much material. But I don't
yeah, Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they repurpose it. You're right, but yeah. So like giving him his little, he's like standing in the water on the little like kind of beach, and then you know it's like, oh man, and then like a giant monster comes out because
It looked like a giant
Mandalorian cannot,
snapping turtle.
Mandalorian cannot premiere without a giant monster popping out of some of either water or the ground.
Yeah.
Every season, you need the monster.
I was like, all right, so they're gonna like escape. That seems like the most logical thing to do with, you know, there being only like 10 to 15 of you. You guys want to like save your race, right? And like not die to a giant snapping turtle? Because they told the kids to run, and then they kept trying to fight this thing, and I was like, guys, you are losing. You are losing so hard. Please, like you're getting eaten left and right. Like, you really want to die like this to a freaking giant snapping turtle? That's lame. And then they kept fighting it, and
Yeah, no,
it
they were fighting it and they were not doing very well.
was
And it's like, oh man. And then Din Djarin comes down from the sky and it's
with his
N1.
sports
You're like,
car.
I know, and you're like, oh, this is not the past. Okay.
No.
And then he saves the day with
Yes.
his ship. And then he goes up to the armor and he's like, hey, yo, I'm going to the mines of Mandalore and taking a bath. And she's like, okay, you can't, it's cursed. And you're like you're an apostate, you're banished. And he's like, but I'm gonna take a bath, so
Yeah, I'm gonna cleanse
which
myself.
was
Okay.
like a
Wait
good
a minute.
little like I guess refresher for you know, people forgot or missed Book of Boba Fett. Figure out what he's doing. Although I did think it was funny, right? They show scenes from the Book of Boba Fett to show the like you gotta take a bath part, but
Yeah.
they don't show scenes from the Book of Boba Fett about getting Grogu back,
I
which
don't know.
I like, you know, and we can, you know, the conversation has been had to death about was it a good idea to reunite the Book of Boba Fett. I'm not really interested in that conversation. It happened, it's over, boo. But like, why would you show parts of that, what happened in the Book of Boba Fett and not like that part? Because my mom, I didn't realize my mom did not watch the Book of Boba Fett.
Oh.
So when we watched, so my dad and I watched in the morning, and then at in the evening, my mom comes home from work and we watch it again with her, and she's like, wait, I thought Luke was with Grogu. We're like, oh. And like
Oh,
that
you are
wasn't even
very
in
far
the like
behind.
little, that wasn't even the little like recap thing. An interesting choice on that end. Like, at
Yeah.
least show it in the, like, it's not even like they're like, well, it didn't happen in The Mandalorian, so we're not going to recap it. Like, you showed stuff from the Book of Boba Fett, so show that too. It's funny.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
I just think like I don't like the Children of the Watch. I have to say, like I said it on previous podcasts and like the Rogue Rebels podcast, but I don't like them. I don't like the
I'm
fact
not a
that
fan either.
no, it's just like especially the part where they're like he's like literally he, pretty much in a nutshell, he's like, well, the Bible says redemption is a thing. And they're like, what? Maybe. Fine. I guess you read
It's
it.
like, no, because it was like, okay, like if you want to be redeemed, you have to, you know, bathe in the mines of Mandalore, which, like, you know, when you're living on Mandalore, again, kind of weird, but like, sure, take a little trip downtown, you know, grab some boba while you're at it. But I
Yeah.
did, honestly, Boba Fett reference totally flew over my head. I just always want boba. Anyway, but like, you know, and now it's like, well, the mines were destroyed by this, you know, like genocidal attack, and she's like, oh well, guess you can't get redemption. Like what?
Yeah, I
Like you can't reevaluate a little bit. And it's like this whole thing where like I respect and I admire like taking children in and being like, we're family. And like that aspect, like blood is not family, like it's creed. And like I like that aspect of it, but like you're not really family if it's like, oh well, you broke our rule, so you're banished until you, you know, do whatever.
Like just super unforgiving.
Right. Like it's not.
Because like, can you imagine if like Ezra, like they just dumped him after the first mistake he made?
Right. Like, which would have been like episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, and that's the thing. Like there. I mean, there's definitely things, you know. And I don't even mind the like not taking your helmet off rule. Like, if that's your vibe, cool. But it's the whole like, well, you did it, so now like, you're banished. Like, you're not one of us anymore. It's like, it's not. I feel like, I don't want to say like completely unconditional, because then you get that person like, oh well, what if he murders someone? It's like, okay, but like, I feel like family generally should be pretty unconditional love. Unfortunately, not a lot of people get that, and I recognize that. But like, I don't like the idea of like, oh well, they're family and they like accept you, but only if you follow the rules. Like, it's like then they don't accept you.
Yeah, it's not entirely family then, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not crazy about Children of the Wild. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're like pretty cool, you know, like, oh yeah, Mandalorians, but like they also suck.
Yeah. But
yeah,
yeah,
so
now
I'm interested to see where that story arc goes, as far as like, I really would like Din to kind of realize, like, you know, you can have a balance of like respecting your traditions and your heritage while also recognizing like what's not cool and what's harmful, and like building your own identity, you know, mixing what is right and what is heritage. And I hope we get to see him go through that arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you have to be like, ugh, tradition, bye bye, like no more tradition. Tradition sucks. Like, I think you could have. So
yeah, especially like, Din isn't about to give up on this family that he has,
right?
So he like, I'm not entirely upset that he keeps trying, because you know, this is his family technically that like brought him in,
well,
in
this
and
is,
saved him.
This is what he knows.
Yeah.
This is what he knows, and it's like, you know, I'm very curious to see this arc that he will go on, and like, you know, and I think Bo-Katan, which we'll see more in episode two, but also in this episode, is like a nice like counter, because she's like screw tradition, like I'm done with tradition, like it's all stupid, and I think we can. Maybe they can kind of meet each other in the middle of like respecting certain traditions and valuing your beliefs and your culture, while also, you know, so like for her meeting him there and Din meeting her at like, yeah, this is kind of messed up. Like the way that we treat each other, and how we allow, you know, dead people's rules to get in the way of uniting.
Which I like seeing more of in the second episode, and I'm excited to talk about in that second episode.
We have to talk about, so Din goes to, he's like, tells Armor, he's like, all right, gonna go take a bath, see ya.
He's also like, I'm gonna bring you evidence. What like, was he gonna take a picture
or vlogs it?
Yeah, like,
or like Grogu sets up the little like hollow recorder. He's like, all right, this is Din Djarin, and he'll put like a little TikTok sound on it. Day one of earning my redemption in the eyes of my cult.
Yeah. Jeez.
Follow for more. Follow for part two.
Be sure to like and subscribe.
Yes.
Depending on what platform you are on. But yeah.
Share three times for
good luck to get accepted into your creed again.
Like and comment to claim good vibes. I hope he does that. So then the next thing is they go in hyperspace and
yeah, that was so cool.
I was so
excited.
And Grogu is looking at him. Grogu's like, oh my god, animals.
I thought it would be so funny if like Ezra was just riding them and he was Ezra like, hey,
just sitting there like, hey, okay, what's up?
Waved. Yeah.
I think
just,
yeah.
Just kept going.
How funny would that be if that just became like a new gag? Like, we all know where Ezra is. He's just like around, like, we'll just see him in different places. And Sabine and Ahsoka in their show are like, where's Ezra? And Ezra's just like hanging out. It's like, oh, hey, look at that kid. That's funky looking.
Yeah. I
don't know.
I like Purgle. the nod to him, or just like the Purgles. I like them a lot. Purgle. They're really cool.
A nice nod to Rebels. I think a nice reminder, like, okay, hi Alexa. No, I don't want to stop.
Alexa's like, I know where he is. You want to know where Ezra is?
Alexa knows everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a nice reminder that like we're getting
Filoni where Ezra was. He would tell them.
Maybe. I don't know, it's a nice reminder of like, oh, we're getting the Ahsoka series, which is presumably where we find Ezra, like this year. Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's been so long. which is very cool. Yeah, and then so then we fly to what's it called? What's the planet with Carl Weathers?
I do not know. Navarro. It's the
Carl Weathers planet.
Yeah.
It's Navarro. I think it's Navarro. We go to Navarro, and Navarro is freaking awesome now.
Yeah,
it's so pretty.
It was so cool. It looked like Batuu in a way. Like it felt like Batuu. Like I was like, I want to walk around there.
Yeah, no, it was like I was very like I want to go to there moment. It's beautiful. It's very like, yeah, I want to go there. It's like. Maybe like slightly gentrified Batuu, like very clean, very like, you know, compared to Batuu, but like it was so cool. Like little market. They have a big statue to IG-11 that's also part IG-11. Like these nice cobblestone streets. It's like
I just thought that was a statue.
Yeah, I thought it was just a statue too. And then they like took parts of it. I'm like, oh. I don't know how that happened. I think he exploded into the lava.
Yeah, I was like, this is a little scary.
I know. They must have grabbed it fast. But, yeah.
They're like, they immediately came up with the idea of making a statue for him.
Yeah. A statue that is, like, partially his corpse, in a way. I mean, it's a droid, so it's not quite that macabre, but
yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, but he goes to see Greef Karga, who is I love the fit. What is it the kids say? He is
It's a very
dripping
slay fit.
Drippy? Is he drippy? I don't know.
Drips. Yeah, he got drip.
He got drip. I loved it. And then he turns around and there's two little wheelie droids holding up his cape so it's not dragging on the ground. So marvelous, so extra. I like, if I don't see, maybe not this celebration, but next celebration, if someone, it doesn't even have to be a Greef Karga costume. If you do not have little droids like that rolling behind holding your cape, what are we even doing? Top tier.
It's very nice.
Yes. And so Mando goes to Greef Karga. And there's like a couple things happen on Navarro, and I can't remember what order they happen in. But there are pirates, for one. There's a bunch of pirates hanging out by the school that I guess the school used to be the bar that like Greef Karga would give. Which is like a weird weird transition, but sure. And so the pirates are like, we want to drink in our bar, and they're like, you're trying to act respectable now, but like you used to pay us to kill people. It's like kind of a good point, but also like man's trying to fix his life, you know. And
redemption.
Yeah. And so they have, like, you know, little threatening thing. And the one, like, the lead pirate guy tries to, like, shoot Grief Karga, but Grief shoots his hand. Super cool. Grief Karga, top tier, man. And then the other guy is trying to shoot Grief Karga, but Mando clears him. And he runs away, and they have to clean up the bodies in front of the school.
He clears, like, four of them, right?
Yeah, no, it was four. It was four
yeah.
dudes. Yeah, and then they go up to Grief Karga's office, and Mando's like, hey, I'm going to the mines of Mandalore, so I need a droid to help guide me through, and the only droid I trust is IG-11. And the problem is IG-11 is a little dead, but he Mando convinces Grief to they take the parts of IG that are still IG and not just a statue, and they like fix him up a little bit, and they actually get him to turn on, but he goes into like killbot mode and tries to kill them, and they play a little baby toss.
Yeah, that was horrifying.
It was really funny. And yeah, and the, so IG is like crawling on the ground. It's so
scary.
Can you
hear me good?
I can hear you. Hello? Did you say something?
I think I'm cutting out. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, but like it's very lagged. Just mine on my end.
Oh.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because, like, every time I talked, like, it would be, like, 5 seconds, and then I think you would hear it, and I was like, oh, I wonder, I don't know. I think it's good now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, they toss the baby, and IG is, like, you know, he's got, like, one arm and no legs, and he's, like, crawling on the ground, being like...
That was horrifying. Yeah. Really fun. Again, like, really funny, but terrifying.
No, it was, like... That it was like framed. It was like because we weren't. I don't think anyone was actually like scared. Like he was actually gonna hurt them, but it was like in a different context would have been absolutely terrifying. But they manage. I think like Din shoots him and it doesn't stop him like at all. And then the protocol droid, like Grief Karga's like translator assistant droid, knocks a bust of Grief Car. He had a bust of himself. He's so extra. I'm like a little upset.
Yeah,
but he like knocks a bust of him over and like crushes IG-11,
and then Mando makes a dad joke.
Now that's using your head.
Yeah,
very dad joke. But so they decide to go to the best droid repairs people in the galaxy, the Anzellans, and they go, and there's like a little hole, like a little mouse hole basically in the wall, and an Anzellan comes out, and they go in, and then they cut to somehow Grogu and Din are both in it, and I figured how Grogu's in it, but I'm like, how did Din get in there? What, like, was there another entrance? Like, I don't, it's so small.
It was so cute.
I really want the footage of Din Djarin crawling through a little hole. And he's, like, sitting there, like, all, like, hunched over because it's the only way he can fit. So cute. And the Anzellans are working on ID-11. They're like, he's broken.
Yeah.
No friends. Robot. No broken. More friends. The broken. The broken. Broken. I think is what they say. The broken. And Grogu,
I like
tries-
Grief, like, what's he's like translating, and
to be fair though, like they go, no can fix, deboken, And Dingo's, what did they say? Like, dude. Take a
Hipoken.
guess. Take a guess.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. Because he keeps doing it, and then Amanda's like, I got it. Yes, I
I
understand.
know. But like,
Which...
to be fair, like the first time Din was like, what did they say? When they said like the most obvious
I think it's
thing.
funny because it reminds me of like if I'm watching a movie like with some friends and there's like a one Spanish word and they're like, hola. And I'm like, guys, that means hello. Just in case. But I think is I love that. I just love the little, I don't even think they're family like related, but I just love the little cluster of them.
I
Like it was
know.
so
There's like
cute.
three of them. So cute. My mom was like squealing the whole time we were watching it because her two favorite things in Star Wars are Grogu and Babu Frick. So she was like ascended.
Yeah, and then
She's
Grogu trying to hug and grab Babu.
no, bad baby. He's a bad
Bad
baby.
baby. I like that they know that it's a baby,
Cute.
even though
I
it's
know,
like
he's bigger than
huge
them.
compared to them.
I know, it's so cute. And Din's like, oh no. He's like, no, Grogu, not a
Not
toy.
pet.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, he's young. Bad baby.
It's so
Bad, bad
cute.
baby. That's
Yes.
what I call Freddy now.
That baby.
Bad baby.
Yeah, so they yeah, he's just saying how he can't fix it, but if he gets like an old computer chip specifically for that droid, then they can. So Din then like he has like so many side quests like open. Like he it's not like he has it and it's like okay later. It's like he's going, kind of not going, gonna do it again. Like it's a little
Yeah.
funny.
But basically what the Anzalans tell him is that the only way they could fix IG-11 is if they get this like certain memory chip that goes into these droids, and the droids are old, so they don't make these kinds of chips anymore. But if you can find one, then they can fix him.
Yes.
But if he can't find one, they can't fix him. So Din sets out. He's like, I know who can find it. And so he sets out and he takes a pit stop. This is what I don't understand. So he goes to Bo-Katan's little castle, which I forget which planet slash moon it's on. I forget the name of it. But it's like presumably based on what we also later happens in the second episode, presumably close to Mandalore. So he goes here to this place that's like basically orbiting Mandalore, and then goes to Tatooine, and then goes back to Mandalore.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused on that. I mean, I'm not like saying it's just like why? Why'd you do it? Do you not know
Yeah,
how to plan a road trip, sir?
I just like that he was trying to teach Grogu how to like
Yes. He
you
was.
know,
He was so
geography
cute.
and just like
Oh,
the planets.
also, he had a, when he left Navarro, he had a space battle with the pirates. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he
One.
did, which is kind of scary for, you know, that planet, you know, for Grief. Like,
Right.
hopefully they
No,
don't
that
go
was a
back.
big pirate ship. Oh, and also, Grief offered him, he offered, like, Din, you can come settle down and be a ranger because Ranger Dune left for reasons we don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, crazy how that happened. Ranger Dune left to join the New Republic, so I don't know. I
I
don't
thought
know.
that was hilarious. I wasn't sure like how they were gonna address it, and then I was right there, and it was like, yeah, she joined Special Forces.
Ever since Ranger Dune left to join the New Republic, so we won't see her this season, or maybe
Yeah,
ever.
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
was kind
that's
of funny.
yeah, crazy. Can't imagine why that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also the main pirate, the leader pirate guy, like not the leader
Seaweed.
that like didn't like had a little fight with earlier, like the leader looked like Swamp Thing.
Yeah, it looked like seaweed.
Gorian with a Gorian shard, I think.
Like charred, like
Wait. Yeah, he looked like something.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it when Star Wars is like really weird random alien designs. I think mm-hmm. it's
especially because we didn't get much aliens in like Andor.
No, we didn't. And also like a lot of aliens I feel like we've gotten since the sequel trilogy in live action. Animations in live action have all been like beige. Like they're all like have like human skin tones. Like even some of the Twi'lek
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And so
not
it's
very
like
colorful.
It's like ah, a green alien. Finally.
Like a vibrantly green too.
Very
it wasn't
vibrant
like,
green.
It's like I
it
think
was like olive green. Like he was green.
Yeah. Which I don't know, maybe that's like how a species works. Like, you know, like maybe like they when they get sick, it's like a sickly green, or like
maybe
when they die, it's just like brown.
He looked like something. That's
yes.
It was fun. But yeah, so he had a like little dog fight with them. And then just leave. So good luck, Grief Karga, I guess.
Yeah.
Have fun with that one. And then he goes to see Bo-Katan, who's laying dramatically on her throne.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I want to be left alone.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's like, I'm going to the mines of Mandalore, even though they're cursed. And she's like, they're not cursed. It's just probably radioactive.
Yeah.
But she's like, and she's like, I'm like, you, like, there's nothing magic. Like, you don't need to, like, do some redemption. And he's like, it's like, not, like, that's not getting through to him at all. He's like, but I need to go to get redemption. She's like, okay,
yeah.
Here's where they are, which is nice of her, at least. She's like, humoring him
yeah,
a little
pretty
bit.
Much.
Which is a kind of nice contrast. Like, we can tell she's grown a bit of respect to him versus, like, when they first met and she realized he's a child of the Watch. And she's like, oh, you're part of that stupid cult. Huh, this is the way. And she's
yeah.
Like at least slightly like humoring him a little bit, which is nice. Also, we find out that all of her Mandalorian followers abandoned her because she didn't have the Darksaber,
which was really mean.
I know,
it's like,
well, and it's
those
also
were her
it
buddies.
shows how why she would be so she was already a little jaded about some of the old Mandalorian customs and stuff, like clearly did not have a high opinion of the Children of the Watch when we first saw her in The Mandalorian. But like even like Rebels a little bit, she was a bit more like about Mandalorian culture and stuff. And at this point she's like, I don't care about any of it. Like it's all stupid.
Yeah.
Like if our people don't want to be reunited, if they just want to go around and be bounty hunters and don't want to try and get our home back, then screw them. Which I can't blame her for too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's she's tried like multiple times to help this community and like this race come back together, but they just keep fighting each other, or like
right.
Not wanting to, or they're scared to do it.
Yeah, I think,
or they're
I think
creating cults.
Yeah, and it's so interesting, you know, to think of her as a character who was introduced, I don't even know how many years ago now, back in the Clone Wars, and she is really. Like never been a, like a lead character in anything. I wouldn't even say there's a single episode of the Clone Wars or Rebels where it's like she is the lead character of that episode. Even like it's usually like she's supporting cast to like Sabine or Obi-Wan or Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that she's had this like very clear, traceable character arc throughout all this time across so many different shows, across two different mediums now, is so interesting about for a character that has yet to lead. I would say she leads a little bit in the second episode. But like to lead her own like series or anything, I think is super cool. And
yeah,
I really
I...
like that like you can point to a trait or a belief she has at any given point in time and find the justification for it. I think that's like super cool because that's something like not even all like main characters get. Not necessarily in Star Wars, but just generally. And so having this like basically side character have that is like super cool and shows the depth of Star Wars and the power it has branching across all these different mediums and shows and stuff.
Yeah, I can imagine like how frustrated she must feel though. Like, and
no,
I told
she's
my
given
dad,
everything.
Yeah, like I was like,
everything.
She's getting like diffed, like constantly, like no GG for her, like there's nothing.
I know, and it's and you know we you know when we see like in the season 2 finale, Din wins the Darksaber, which to maybe not necessarily to Bo internally, but at least to her people and her trying to appeal to them. Like, maybe, like, a lot of people think, like, maybe the reason she failed as a leader, not, I don't say failed as a leader, I feel like it puts it on her, but you know what I mean? Like, in their eyes, failed as a leader is because she didn't win it. She took it from Sabine. And so, you know, for Din to win it, and then he doesn't even want it, but he keeps it. She's just like, and then everyone's like, well, screw you.
It's like, I mean, even because she specifically told him not to as well.
Yeah. It's so interesting to see. I'm very excited for her character arc. I think she's so interesting. And I'm really looking forward to seeing where she goes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really like her laying dramatically on the throne, like draped across it. She's like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I don't want guests. Like, are you sure?
Yeah.
I love her. Also, A+ improvement on the wig. I know some people act like her wig in season 2 was like the worst thing ever. I thought it was fine.
I actually thought it was better in season 2.
Really? I like this one more. I like the length of this. I feel like it matches her Clone Wars and Rebels looks more.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's more so how natural it looks. I like in the second season.
I feel like it looks so much more natural here, though. That's so interesting.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I also don't wear wigs, so like, maybe. I'm just like, oh, that looks nice.
I don't know. I mean, I like the first one. I just like this one more. But I know it's like some people are like, oh, like, what a travesty that way. I'm like, it was fine.
Yeah. I'm not like, oh, awful. Never going to watch again. Like,
right. People were so upset about it. I'm like, it looks good. It looks good. I just like this more. But I think this is great.
I told you about how that one guy was trying to, like, same guy, but he tried. There's this class, not really a classmate. I work there, but like, he's a student. And like, I was talking to the chef about Star Wars, and he was trying to kick me out of my own conversation. That was a whole thing. But again, this guy, like, he just won't leave me alone, like, about Star Wars specifically. And that's when I made that Twitter post that I added you and my dad, because he just, like, we were in the fridge, and I was just like helping him put stuff together, and he started talking about Mando, and then he was like, yeah, well, like, Grogu's like 100 years old. And I was like, oh no, he's 50, you know. And I wasn't like mean about it or anything. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, he's 50 plus like however many years, because we didn't know at the time, like freaking a week ago, how many years he had been with Luke. And I was like, it's probably like 2 or 3 years he was with Luke. I don't know. So like 52, 53, or maybe. And he was like, no, I know he's like above 80 years old. And I was like, but like, where'd you hear that? And he was like, online. And I was like, but in the first episode, they say that he's 50 years old. So like, 30 years has not gone by. And he just kept arguing with me about it. And I was like, okay, all right, cool. He's just, oh my God, I hate this man. But, and that's when I made that Twitter post. I was like, look, I don't know everything. I do not know ships and stuff, but I know like the basics because I need to, because I have a podcast. But that was fun. Fun times. Anyway, yeah, Grogu.
But that's really the end of the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Bo's depression castle and
talk to her in the disappointed castle.
I know,
which it's like completely empty.
Oh, I also want to shout out, she has like a cool little like butler droid that like goes to greet them, mm-hmm. and stuff. And I really like the detail that the droid has the like Mandalorian like key in its chest, so it's like on all their armor. I thought that was a cool little detail. I liked. Yeah, it's the first episode. The next one was The Mines of Mandalore. So again, this is like, Din, learn how to plan your freaking road trip. He goes almost to Mandalore, to this other planet. and then backtracks and goes to Tatooine, and then it goes back to Mandalore.
I don't even know.
Din, come on, like, be efficient. You know, you
even
could have,
I'm
like...
pretty good at that stuff. Like, I
mean,
literally be doing it in,
unless
like,
you had
Breath
to
of the
pass
Wild.
Man, I don't know. I don't know how the galaxy works. Because also, like, even when people have, like, their galaxy maps, I'm like, right, but aren't, like, they spinning? So, like, is it staying
Like,
in
do
the
they not,
thing?
does he not worry about, like, gas or something? I
He
don't
must
know.
not. So I don't know. I mean, maybe he has to pass Mandalore to go to Tatooine. So he's like, I'll stop at those on the way. But I don't know. I don't know how that all triangulates. But he pulls into Pelly's, and we open on Pelly, like, low key scamming some guy
Yeah,
into
as she
getting
should.
his pod racer for Boon to Eve, which is just funny. We see a bunch of Jawas there wearing like Mardi Gras beads, which I love. And Pelly and Grogu meet up again, and they're Din is like, hey, I need this part, and Pelly's like, hey, Jawas, you can find this part, and Jawas like, no. And Din's like,
She speaks like Jawa.
yes, she does. I love it. And
Which, like,
Din's
makes
like,
sense. She had, like, a Jawa boyfriend.
yeah, feel the harder she didn't. But yeah, so they're like, all right, can't find the part. Here, take R5. Like, okay, and he does. Like, it takes him convincing.
Yeah.
He
He's
does.
like, I guess.
It was weird. Like, I was like, wow, like, they set up, like, maybe bring IG-11 back. And it's like, oh, never mind. Take R5. I was like, okay. I mean, and it makes sense because, like, where was he going to put IG-11 in the ship? But, yeah, so he
Yeah.
takes R5. So R5 gets the little astromech thing. And instead of his bubble, Grogu sits on Din's lap. So, yeah, he gets R5. And they fly away, and they fly away, and they have the Boon to Eve fireworks going, and Grogu watches, and it's very cute.
Nice.
So go to Mandalore, and oh, and R5 is like anxiety droid.
I love it. I mean, I don't blame him. There's a lot going on in the world.
No, of course. I also really recommend his story in the From a Certain Point of View book of A New Hope. There's a
Yeah, he's
nice little
going through
story about
it.
R5. I recommend. Very cute.
He's going through things, seeing things, seeing more
and
things.
yes. But they land on they go out of Mandalore, and he sends R5 to go out and like scan to like make sure it's not poisoned. And it's not. They also get attacked by like weird aliens. I don't know what they were. They attack and
They just
Din.
kind of look like apes.
Yeah, they were weird. And Din fights them. He still sucks with the dark saber.
He's still not really good at it.
It's yeah. Well, and I mean, and it's like, you know, I like when Kanan was training to begin with, and he talked about how it like responds to your emotions and like if you're ready for it, if you're a leader, and it's too heavy for Din. It's you know he it's not he's not emotionally in a state where he really wants it or is able to wield it,
Yeah.
which is again another part I'm interested in seeing, like is he going is it, this going like oh he's going to become like it's gonna be the very classic arc of like he's going to become that leader and he's going to be able to wield it. Or is it going to be him realizing it's just not who he is? Like again, it ties back to what I was saying about him finding his sense of identity. I'm just very curious to see like which direction. I mean, there's so many directions they could take, so many things. I'm curious to see which way they go.
I mean, even later, like when we see Bo like pick it up so easily and like wield it so easily, like that
Yeah.
just makes sense. It like it she can use it. Like
Yeah, no,
it's
she
you
like,
know, that's all I
no,
have to say.
like,
She just
didn't
can
like,
use it.
didn't literally like, when I say he sucks with it, like, he sucks. Like, he
Yeah, like it's
cannot,
not to be mean,
he
he
can
just
hardly lift
sucks.
it. He can hardly lift it. He didn't cut himself this time, though. So
No,
there's some
so
improvement. But, Yeah, no, and then Bo again, like Bo is, as much as she's like, I think at least trying to put on the persona of pushing that away, she doesn't care about it anymore. She's done with it. If, you know, if her people abandon her, she's abandoning them. It's also like inside of her, at her core, at least in my opinion, she is a leader and she cares. As
Yeah.
much as she pretends not to, as much as she's upset and frustrated right now. And again, that's where like I'm curious to see where her arc goes. And that's what I mentioned, like, would could Din be passing the saber off to her? Like, does it belong with her more? But yeah, Din sucks with the dark saber, but
Spoiler alert, he sucks
he's
still.
terrible. Sorry, Din. I love you. Din, honestly, also I appreciate like how they have a good balance of like, oh, he's the Mandalorian. He's super cool. He's super badass. He takes out the bad guys. And then also like being like, he's also a little bit pathetic
Yeah,
sometimes.
like
Like he does get
to
tossed around
be
and he does
fair,
get beat
like
up. It's a
it
nice
is
balance.
I do think that there is something there. Like at first I was like, nah, it's probably just like a mindset, you know. But also I think there is something there where it does kind of choose who it wants.
Yeah.
So I like half blame him and then
Yeah,
half
no, it's
don't.
not. I think it's also, it's not as much like, are you good enough? As much as it's like, does this belong with you? Like, are you the type of person fit to wield this? Not even a like, are you a good person? Are you like, you know, chosen by
Yeah,
the
because
whatever? Just like,
Previsla
are
had
you,
it.
yeah, well, Pre Vizsla had it, and like, you know, but it's like, do you have these like leadership qualities? Like, is
Yeah.
your,
Even Maul had it. Like, you know, it's
right.
leadership, leadership.
Right. It's like, do you have leadership qualities? Like, is your heart not in the right place? Because obviously Maul and Pre Vizsla had it, but is your heart in the place
Wielding
of a
it.
leader, of, you know,
Yeah.
wanting to be something for the Mandalorian people, even if it's a dictator like Maul? Yeah, and I just, Din is not there. Will he get there, or will he, you know, realize like it's not for me, like that's not who I am? I'm
Which,
curious.
like,
Oh
I feel
yeah.
like he kind of realized that, like, when he was like, no, I don't want this. Here, you can have it. And she just wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
But I wonder if he's gonna like double be like, no. You really need this. Like I know that like I wonder if he's gonna realize
Please.
the true significance of this blade and be like, who cares? Just take it. Like you
Yeah.
literally deserve it.
Or if they're gonna like, he's like, fine, like you want to earn it in battle,
Yeah,
well,
that
go.
would be kind of cool. Yeah, like
I will
God.
say, I love Din Djarin. I think Bo kind of clears him personally.
Kind of what?
Clears him, like,
Like,
sorry, Din, but
wait, what does that mean?
like destroys Solu.
Oh, okay. She, of all the people that can diff her, she can diff him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. But yeah, so Bo Din sucks with the darksaber, and then he brings Grogu, and they go around in the, it's cool to see the ruins of Sundari, because there's definitely like moments where like I like there's a cut to a shot and I'm like, oh wow, like that's where the Siege of Mandalore was. Like I saw that, and it's like very haunting. Not that we even saw it, you know, like we saw Sundari. We didn't really see the inside of it much in Rebels, but we saw a lot of it in Clone Wars. Both during, you know, under Satine's rule, during the rule of Maul, and then obviously in the Siege of Mandalore. It's like it's gone. It's haunting. But very cool. It feels a lot like the Death Star wreckage in The Rise of Skywalker. Except obviously Death Star is like, yeah, screw the Death Star, where this is like,
I'm glad that he was
oh
able to breathe, like it wasn't
yes.
too far
Yeah, he's
gone.
like, wow, it's not cursed. Bo was right. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
He's so close to being like, yeah, Bo was right. So that means the armorer was, you almost got it. You
Come
almost got
on.
it. You almost got it.
No.
And he doesn't quite get there. That's okay. Yeah, so basically he's looking for the water of the mines. And he's walking around, and then I don't know what that was. It was super cool. I don't know what it
The
was.
thing,
The cyborg.
I
It was like,
hated it.
oh, it was terrible, but I loved
Yeah, I
it.
don't even think we're gonna get an explanation for it,
No,
and
I hope we don't. I
I'm
hope
not
it's just one
entirely
of
mad
those.
at it, but it's like horrifying. Like what it was like, first of all, it like came out from the sand like a spider trap and like, you know, like scurried and
Like
put Din in a cage
clamped,
and then
clamped
hugged
it
him
around him. Yeah,
and
and it
literally
was,
stuck a needle in there and
yeah,
like.
it was like a cyborg. I don't know if it was like a scientist. It definitely gave like
Yeah.
Grievous slash Grievous's doctor vibes. It was like,
It's I don't even know if
yeah.
it was like I couldn't tell if maybe like the where the eyeball was, there was something living. Like or if it was just all robot, but yeah,
Yeah, it was. I think it was definitely something living. I don't know what.
I don't know what part.
Like, but yeah, I don't know. I hope we don't get an explanation. Because it's like, where did it, like, what is it? Number one. Number two, was it like always on Mandalore? Or like, did it come after? I assume it came after, but like, why? And like, you know, and I have all these questions. And I don't want answers. Like, just
I
leave
want
it.
like a little bit of answers, but like not like give me a whole backstory on
Yeah,
this.
I wouldn't be mad if we got a few answers, but I'm also like, I kind of feel like cool with this. It's just one of those weird Star
It's
Wars
just
things where it's like, yeah, that exists.
horrifying.
Cool.
It's
Yeah.
just scary. It was horrible. I didn't like it. It just, and then it was like sucking his blood out.
It's so
Like,
it's like it's like clamped on, like it was almost like set up like a trap. And it like clamps around in and like carries him over to this weird like cage and like yeah, like tries to like that's again when I'm like maybe it's like doing experiments or something like what I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I
and
love
it
it.
seems like maybe because there was a lot of Mandalorian like things
There's
around,
like
so
a
I
yeah.
wonder if like he is grabbing Mandalorians that come to like see if Mandalore is okay. Like that's also
Yeah.
horrifying.
Who knows, man?
Yeah, I don't. But yeah,
Yeah.
that was
But
scary.
so Grogu, bless him, tries to like go free him with the Force. And Mando's like, go get Bo-Katan. And so Grogu, like, I love seeing the edits with like the Tokyo Drift music of him like zooming through the ruins.
I thought it reminded me so much of like Minecraft creative mode when he ascends. Like
Yes.
it was so funny. I also like the weird like alligator slash like flying alligator tiny baby alligator things that were after him. Because like I don't they just look really cute. But those came after him, and then an ape came after him, and he shoved it, which I was very proud. Yeah, that was, and then he went, he knew the map, so he was able to like go and actually go to see Bo-Katan and like successfully.
Yeah, so he it's so cute. He hops in the ship and he points at it, and R5 takes him to Bo-Katan, and
Yeah.
she is has a new but equally dramatic pose sitting on her throne of depression.
Yeah, she has a lot of them.
and she's like, I told him not to come back. I don't want visitors. I'm gonna get rid of him once and for all. And she goes out and she sees it's just the baby, and she's
Yeah.
like, all right, let's go rescue your dad.
She, no question. She's like, all right, where is he?
Yeah, this guy. So Bo and Grogu go down into the mine, and she kicks ass.
Yes. I like
Completely
her.
again, like we said, total like absolutely destroys with the Darksaber.
Yeah. I like her calling Mando his dad.
Yes.
I thought it was very cute.
No questions like, at all about all, like, it. She's like, okay, yeah. You're dead.
Yeah, like, we're kind of like, not that I didn't figure that they would acknowledge it, but it's just a father-son thing. It's so cute, and Mando's, like, adopted him, and, you know, is already like, yeah, you're Mandalorian. This is our people's planet. It's destroyed, but, you know, we're both gonna go visit it together. I've never mm-hmm. been either. Like, it's so cute. I don't know. Yeah. I like the little detail of that. But then, yeah, she's totally amazing with the saber.
Yes. And she also, like, uses her little, like, bubble shield thing, which mm-hmm. I've loved since they first showed those. And I think Rebels was the first time we saw them. Maybe it was
I like that she did the Sabine thing where she grabs it with her grappling hook, the
yes.
saber.
That I just like fighting with the sword and shield. Like, mm-hmm. very knight. I yeah. love it. Let's see. She saves Din, and they stop, and they have some soup, and she's like, you never had
Pog
this soup?
Soup.
It's a Mandalorian special. And I'm just going to say it. There is no way he got that soup all in his mouth. He totally had some soup on his chin.
Yeah.
There, I watched it. I was like, you did not get that in your mouth, man. That is all over your face, and you know it. You are dripping soup under that helmet. I see you.
Yeah, my thing is, like, he might as well take it off. Like, he's gonna
get a straw,
like,
bro.
Bathed anyway. Like, he might
no,
as well just enjoy
actually,
it.
That's a really good point. Might as well take it off. You're about to take a bath anyway. He and Grogu share some soup.
Mm-hmm. Pog soup.
And then they rest and go into the mines. Bo talks about how she did this ritual when she was, like, the princess of Mandalore. And, like, you know, we kind of see her, like, resentment for all these traditions and stuff. And they get to the mines, and Din starts, like, taking off his, like, jetpack and his cape and stuff, and I was like,
I thought he was not gonna get naked, but I was curious. I was like, "What? How much are you taking off
that's
right now?"
That was exactly my thought. I was like, "How?" I was like, "He's not gonna like get naked. Like that's not. This is Disney Plus." But
yes.
I was like, "How far is this gonna go?" But it was literally just like, "Can't get my raggedy, moth-eaten old cape wet. God
mm-hmm.
forbid." And it was just like his weapons, his cape, and his jetpack. I think was all it was.
Yeah.
I'm also going to point out, when Din woke up after she rescued him, she, like, sat the Darksaber with all this stuff, which is just, like, you know, she doesn't really, or she, at least she's trying to not care about it anymore. Like, she does not want it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But, yeah, so he, like, goes down the steps all slow and dramatic. And then, at first, I thought he got pulled under. I was like, of course, monster in the water. It's a Mandalorian. I think he just, like, fell.
I also think he just fell?
No, he did. I know you haven't seen episode 3, but they, like, basically confirmed it. He falls. He just
okay.
fell.
Okay. I was like, what? Like,
yeah. But no, Bo,
I
like, mentioned. They
I don't
mentioned,
know.
Like, oh, like, the stairs must have cracked or gotten deeper or something since the, you know, from all the disruption of the bomb. No, he literally just, like, fell. Which
Okay.
is so funny.
Yeah, which I think is hilarious, because I was like, no, he totally just fell. And then I was, but then I was like, but also he fell so far.
I mean, you figure, like, Beskar, like, is like a solid, it's like the most solid, dense,
yeah.
strong metal. Like, it's gotta be heavy.
Yeah.
Like, he sinks like a rock. He's, like, just wearing all this metal. Yeah, he just falls. And it was hilarious. Again, like, this mix of Din. Like, I really like it for him as a protagonist. I think it makes him a lot more likable, where it's, like, yeah, he's super cool and badass. But, like, he also gets tossed around a lot. It's really funny.
I think it's also the same thing with him being a dad, like, in teaching. Like, he's not, like, a jerk dad. Like, he's not...
He's trying his best.
You know, he's not... well, it's more so, like, he's not this cool guy that, like, is like, no, you gotta be strong and, like, you know, be able to fight good. Like, he's like, hey, look, this is how you do a map. Hey, this is our culture. Like, I think that's super nice and super cute. But yeah, he falls. And then Bo goes to save him. And I was like, there's no way that there's not a single monster, even if he did not get dragged by a monster. Like, there has to be something, unfortunately. And they just like see this giant freaking humanoidagongus, like mythosaur.
It was so cool. Because, like, mythosaur are supposedly, like, extinct and, like, and, you know, and, like, Bo was literally just, like, almost laughing at, like, ha, they used to think this place had a mythosaur lair. And then there it is.
Like, you know, I don't like sea creatures. I especially didn't think that the mythosaur was a sea creature. I don't think it's a sea creature, but I think, like, it can reside in the water. But it was like three times, like, it, only its face was like three times bigger than Bo-Katan. Yeah.
Like, I would say even more than that. It was like, yeah. I didn't feel like she was terribly much bigger than its eye.
I wish that towards the end, because, like, at the end of the episode with the credits, they, like, have, like, you know, like, the art that they put up. I kind of wish there wasn't, I was hoping that there was an art for that so I could see just how big it was. But, yeah, that was horrifying. And I'm so glad that it didn't seem like it was aggressive. It just kind of, like, was like, ah, my eyeball, the light, and then, like, ran away.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see, like, is seeing the mythosaur, is that going to be more of a, like, thing for Bo and, like, her maybe warming up to the traditions, or is it going to be more of, like, are they gonna, is it gonna be, like, Boba Fett and the Rancor? Like, are they gonna come back and ride the freaking mythosaur? It'd be super cool. I know it's probably not gonna happen, but
yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's, like, I hope it's, like, a symbol of, like, hope for, like, Bo-Katan, because it's, one, it's a mythosaur, like, the things that they, like, worship, that they love and stuff, and, you know, it's been extinct for so long, so they thought that it survived here, it survived in Mandalore, even in its destruction. So, like, that's something that's super cool and, like, would be really useful for maybe bringing together all of the Mandalorians. So, yeah, I love it. I need to watch episode 3, but, yeah, that was horrifying and very cool. Yeah.
Yes. Well, those are the first episodes of The Mandalorian. Very interesting. I'm excited to see. We still have, 6 more from what we talked about today episodes left. We have some Bad Batch to catch up on and talk about. Yes. Which hopefully we'll maybe record this weekend so we can be ready for the finale.
Yes, we do need to do that. yeah.
But yeah, some very good episodes. Super exciting stuff. More Bo-Katan. I'm sure they have plenty more surprises for us in the rest of the season. Yes, much, much excitement in the world of Star Wars at the moment. Other what Star Wars news, they announced from a certain point of view, Return of the Jedi, which I'm so excited for. I've been waiting for it for years. I cannot wait to get some absolutely heartbreaking Ewok stories and some stories from Jabba's palace and undoubtedly many more. I'm very excited to see what they pull out because I love both of the other books, other from a certain point of view books, and I'm super excited for Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
If we don't get an Ula story, I will smash things.
That's fair.
Justice
for Ula.
I'm just gonna look for other news real quick. Lizzie, there's a Pog soup recipe.
Oh, there is? I was just gonna I was just going to ask you what you think Pog soup consists of.
I can tell you.
Wait.
So there, before. It's yellow bell pepper. Okay, oh, before.
Okay. What did you think it was?
I thought it was like meat. There's something called a Pog and she killed it. Can I eat this?
Probably.
I don't even have to change it. Okay. Got yellow bell pepper, red bell pepper, olive oil, sweet onion, carrot, shallot, garlic, ginger, curry powder, turmeric, coriander, salt, vegetable broth, and coconut milk.
Oh, it's just a curry.
Unsweetened coconut milk.
Yeah, it's a curry. I make that all the time.
I'm gonna make me some pog soup. It's like,
it looks like you
blend it.
Do you?
Yeah, you blend it into a puree, so it's completely smooth. I mean, pog soup this weekend.
How is she blending that?
Maybe she just has, I wonder if they just have, like, cans, little, like, things of pog soup to warm up. Like, I don't think she made it and blended it right there. I'm sure she had it.
She had, like, a whole culinary, like, she brought a fridge with her and everything.
A fridge, yeah. Brought all the vegetables. Mm-hmm. Made it fresh.
Yeah.
That's
cool. I'm
gonna make some pog soup. Oh my gosh, I could like bring that to work. Blend it.
I did not like the texture of blended soup sometimes. But that's okay.
But then it's not authentic pog soup. You gotta have the authentic pog soup or Bo-Katan will judge you.
But it's just a curry. Curry don't get blended.
I will
try it blended.
Unless it's pog soup.
Yeah, you're right. I will try it blended.
Yeah. Some other news. ID card. Not ID cards. The ticket lanyard things. The art was released for Celebration. They're beautiful. They're so pretty. I don't know which one I'm going to get. I want Chopper, but usually Chopper is like the kids one.
You can pass.
Yes, probably. But they're all super cute. We got Bo-Katan, Ahsoka, Vader, but specifically Vader from Kenobi with like half the helmet chopped off. Fennec Shan, Grief Karga, but season 2 Grief Karga, not season 3 Drip. Grief
Karga.
Reva, Rey, but Force Awakens, right? Interesting. Luke, Return of the Jedi Luke. Mando holding Grogu by himself, Han, old Yoda, Leia, Obi-Wan from Obi-Wan Kenobi, Cassian from Andor, his like brown jacket, Finn from The Force Awakens, 3PO and R2, and one together, Chopper and Omega.
Omega.
Bo.
Justice for Boba Fett. Like,
no, why not? Real. He didn't get, we got a Fennec one.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like, why is Fennec there? Like, obviously, Fennec yes, but boss. Nick, but like, also.
Yeah, I'm curious for the inclusion of, like, obviously, Omega, because Bad Batch is coming out. Reva, because Obi-Wan came out last year. Bo and Mando, because Mando's coming out. Ahsoka, because Ahsoka's coming out this year. And, like, the Obi-Wan stuff, like, the Obi-Wan they have is from, like, this show, but I'm curious about the inclusion of like over having like Rey, like Luke, Han, Yoda, Leia, Finn. Not that I don't love those characters, but like 3PO and R2 over. Like at least one of them could be Boba. Mm-hmm. Or like why does Grogu get to be on Mando's and also on his own?
Yeah.
But also he's baby, so it's okay.
Yeah, I noticed that and I was like, wait, Fennec's here.
Well, at least there's some representation of the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm very excited for my badge, see which one I get. I think that's really all the news. The 2023 Celebration, the art show prints are released, and I was like, oh, I gotta get this one, Ahsoka one, it's so pretty. And then it was $70. Oh, maybe I'll see if I want it too bad at the show. But yeah, I'll wait. I won't pre-order yet. But yeah, lots of good stuff. Very excited Celebration in a couple weeks. Star Wars Geek Girl will be on the podcast stage Saturday at 1 p.m. if you're at Celebration in London, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, which would be 5 p.m. on the West Coast. And then if you're in the middle, 6 or 7, depending on which part of the middle of the country you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And other places. It's in London time, Saturday at 1 p.m.
Yes.
Can you hear Freddy?
No.
Good. He's being a little crybaby right now.
Crybaby.
No one is loving him with tons of attention right now. We're busy.
Some age.
Oh, Freddy. Poor Freddy. I'll snuggle him
How
later.
How will he live?
It was so spoiled. It was my fault. All right. I also want to shout out happy birthday to, on the day of recording this, when everyone listens to it, it won't be his birthday anymore. But happy birthday to Kerwin from Father Son Galaxy. He and his family, his whole family, are, in my opinion, a beacon of light in the Star Wars community, in the Star Wars podcast community.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should listen to their show. They are
happy birthday.
Absolute joys.
Yay. March babies.
March babies, yeah, you're coming up on yours. You're 21st. Oh, exciting.
Yeah. yeah. I don't want to say I'm getting old because I know I'm going to offend a lot of people, specifically my parents.
We're not old.
We're not old, but it's weird to be an adult.
Old is a mindset.
Yeah, you're right. It's just strange. This age.
All right, Star Wars Geeker stuff. StarWarsGeeker.com is the website. I'm going to do more stuff on it. It's been a time. I have an excuse. I really don't. I've not been that busy. I don't know. I don't know what to write. And I'm like, I don't know what to write. Sorry. I don't know what to write.
Well, you got to make a pog soup now, and then you can write about that.
I got to get hit with, like, writer's inspiration, because once I start again, I'll be able to keep up with it. It's just, like, starting again. But I want to get back to it. I think celebration at least, if not before, will hit me, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Twitter and Instagram at SWGeekGirl, where I post the podcast links when we record them. I try to, anyway. And the Facebook page, which is just Star Wars Geek Girl.
For the Rogue Rebels, there's therogerebels.com, Instagram and TikTok at The Rogue Rebels, Twitch at Rogue Rebels, podcast wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl, Facebook page, The Rogue Rebels, Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam, where my dad is reposting Star Wars Geek Girl episodes.
And other podcasts. Yes. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We will try and catch up on our episodes that we've missed. And things. I was sick. It's my fault. We've both been busy, and then I got sick last weekend when we were supposed to record, and I was just like laying around and like blah, just making TikTok edits and playing Overwatch because I didn't feel like doing anything else.
I do see those.
I do. I have.
Good.
I have like 30 in my drafts. Oh. I'm not even kidding.
Jeez.
Yeah, 26 in my draft. Sorry, I made a chopper one today. I'm really excited to post. It's just stupid. It's just silly. It's really goofy, but I like it. I'm very excited. I also have Rey and Captain Marvel ones. So I'm not looking forward to the comments I get on this.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Because, TikTok commenters are always so kind to me.
They're so weird. I got, like, I commented something. Not even anything bad. And then I just got hit with a bunch of 13-year-olds that were like, don't talk again. Delete your comment. I was
the
like,
13-year-olds are so funny, though.
Okay, but it's even funnier because I was like, who are these people? Because it was like a good like 3 or 4 people that said that, something similar to that. And so I go and check their pages and it's like private Roblox.
Yeah. No, they're always like private, no profile picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my favorite comments
like what's it called? Like, My Hero Academia. It's so funny.
My favorite comments are the one when I got bullied for being short on TikTok. That was really funny. I saw
that.
And my favorite, this was a recent one, but someone commented, "That's not even editing. It's just a bunch of clips side by side." Like, yeah, clips I edited together. Interesting. Sorry, I didn't use enough PowerPoint transitions for you, my friend. Yeah, TikTok comments are so funny.
I thought I saw this TikTok video and it was like, you know, kids nowadays have it so good with these edits because, you know, in 2010 the edits were fucking not garbage, but, you know, they were just like slideshow with like nightcore music to it. So like I thought that was kind of funny, but yeah. I think it's funny that Pedro Pascal has seen the edits of himself and then has even admitted to like looking them up to cheer himself up.
I think that's honestly amazing. I feel like that's gotta be, there's definitely a lot of drawbacks to being a celebrity, but I feel like the idea of like, I'm not really feeling good about myself, let me look up all these like really awesome like edits that like bunch of like high schoolers made of me being hot. Like that's like definitely an upside. Like there's a lot of drawbacks, but like that's definitely an upside of like, I'm not feeling good about myself, let me like read all these people telling me how beautiful I am. Like that must be nice.
I think it like it, yeah, like you said, it's probably nice for like a little bit, and then it gets to the point where it's like, all right.
There's a balance to be struck for sure. But yeah. Funny. I always like, my favorite is when I see like edits of Black Widow and then the opening clip is that clip of Scarlett Johansson saying, "I've seen the edits." It's very funny. Oh, TikTok.
TikTok's so funky. All right. And people are just funky too.
All right, well, thank you everyone for listening. We did the plugs. If you want to see my TikTok edits, I'm at Spectre5 on TikTok.
Yes,
they're fine.
I like
they're fun. I like to make them. That's all that counts.
My TikTok, it's fine. It's like, I think it's funny because I want, like, it feels like when you do something on TikTok and it get like, there's only one specific like genre. Like if you do a certain topic and it gets a lot of likes, if you do something different from that, then you get nothing. At least from like what I've seen online and like just what people have said online, I guess. I just noticed because I put like a Star Wars like funny video like a long time ago, and like it got so many likes, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, all right, oh, I want to do something not Star Wars, and then it was like, no one has seen this, no views, no likes.
No, it's so funny because like Safi has a lot of followers on TikTok.
She Safi does.
Like, and from her like reptile, she's her all her reptile stuff for the most part. And so I made a little video of myself and was like describing myself as Star Wars characters. And I was like, oh, like Safi, I'll make one for you. Like she's like, oh yeah, I want one. But, like you have to post it because if I post it, everyone will just comment being mean to me and tell me to post the reptiles. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Safi is, I just looked it up. Safi has 46,000 followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
Still not as much as my dad. It's like 120,000.
Getting that bank. That creator fund, I think.
Yeah, it's not very much.
It's not. It's not, but like, it's yay, not at a all. Penny.
Yay, 10 cents.
Yay.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that not always, but like my low effort videos, like I spent like a couple, like maybe at least an hour. I know I spent a couple hours on this one Kira video I posted, less than 1,000 views Only I got a couple comments and they were not nice. Or like I spent a while and like on like edits like a couple hundred views, which is still good. And then I threw together a recording of my Tracer cosmetics on Overwatch, just like literally recording my TV, almost 2,000 views.
Yeah, it's so weird. I yeah, I what was it? Anytime, like again, if I post something Star Wars, it's like yes, good, and I'm like, all right, sure. I just want to do something like I especially, you know, I want to get a camera so that way I can record me cooking because I don't know, I don't cook like fancy foods, but I think I cook pretty good foods, you know. So I'm like, yeah, I want to do that, but then I'm like, well, one, I have to like get an actual camera, not a camera, but I have to get like a stand, and then two, I have to like, I don't think TikTok's gonna let me. It's just gonna be there, and it's gonna have like 2 likes, and I'm like, awesome, that's like Zoe and my family's account. But it, I don't know, it's funny. TikTok is funny. I'm trying to do this TikTok right now, but my dad refuses, but he hasn't been able to do it for me. And it's, you know, there's a trend going around that's like, you know, show your pet and like what they're named after. And I wanted to do Echo, and obviously I was gonna post it on their social medias, and I've been asking my dad, I'm like, please just give me a 8-second video of Echo. Like, I can use photos, but I think a funny 8-second video of Echo would be better. And I haven't gotten it yet, but I do have like the draft of it, and there's a very specific photo of Echo, of like Clone Wars Echo, that looks exactly like Echo the dog. And I don't know how, but it's really cute. I'll have to send it to you, and maybe I'll post it on Twitter, but I think it's so cute because it's like a little, like, it's Echo like being looking very cute, and he's like, his head is tilted a little bit and it looks like he's smiling. And there's also a very specific photo of Echo the clone doing the exact same thing, and I think it's hilarious. But yeah, so that's something that it is in the working. So Dad, please give me the 8-second video. I need it. I need to complete it. Yeah. Yeah, right. That was fun. Okay.
Podcast. Well, it's a very long podcast. From a TikTok. But yeah, yeah, again, we'll try it one more time. Thank you everyone for listening. I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
May the Force be with you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.